Hello, Saints. So this is the first daily audio I'm doing, and I just wanted to bring something to attention that I found in 2 Timothy today. I thought was kind of interesting, and I'll kind of branch off of that. 2 Timothy 1, 6-8. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. So that word, stir up, we look in the Greek, it means anadzoporio, and it means basically to rekindle, to stir up it, to start the fire again, basically. And what came to mind for me was continually tending to the fire of zeal and our first love, which we read in Revelation 2, 4-5. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So we're kind of called to tend to the fire of our zeal. We're called to tend to that fire, the gift of God which is given to us. We're not supposed to let it fizzle out or be choked out. And we read this in Matthew 13, 20-22. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful. So the thought that came to me was, like a fire, we first have to put small sticks with some fire starter, with some kindling on there, to get the fire going. And then once the flame is going steadily, we keep feeding the fire with bigger and bigger sticks. But if we leave it unattended, the fire dies and you have to start over. If kept burning, it will burn as long as it's fed and protected. Matthew 5, 15-16. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And it's quite hard to cover a raging fire with a covering. Proverbs 6:27. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? And if you look at that word clothes, it can mean covering, it can mean vesture, basically anything that covers. So if the fire is raging within you, ask yourself this question: how are you tending to it? Is it kind of fizzling out? Are you not feeding it as much as you should? Are you feeding perhaps other things in your life that aren't eternal more than the fire that's within you? It's a good test for all of us, and that kind of came to mind when I read that verse in 2 Timothy about stirring up yourself, the gift of God that's in you. Stir it up. Make sure you're feeding that fire, protecting it from the wind, protecting it from anything that comes to put it out, because we need that fire continually going. It's an endurance. The fire continually burns. Our light shines before men, and the light will be seen by men. And it's just a really awesome thought to think about it as a fire like that. Our God is a consuming fire, and that light will be seen by men. So just wanted to bring that thought to your attention today, my first daily audio. And I'll continually do this with other brothers as well. And I pray the Lord edifies you through this, and God be praised in everything we do.